LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.
This is George.
Hello!
George is the founder of Spoontech International, an incredibly successful company that manufactures spoons. With the business going so well, George needs to make sure that he is covered for any eventualities. And having recently bought another shareholder on board, he wants to make sure that if something should ever happen to them or George himself, Spoontech International won't suffer. George could do with some help, as contracts are not always his strong point.
So, to talk to us about George and shareholders' protection, I welcome into the studio Clementine Duckett from LCF Barbara Titley. Hello.
Hello, Beth.
So let's start with shareholder protection. What is it to start with?
Yeah, I wanted to come in and talk about shareholder protection because the death or permanent incapacity of a shareholder can really alter the balance of power of a business and can create financial difficulties for the surviving shareholders and their families. So, for example, if a shareholder dies, the surviving shareholder may be facing the prospect of unwelcome newcomers in the boardroom. They'll be dealing with people that they're not used to dealing with because the previous shareholders died. And equally on the other side, the heirs of a deceased minority shareholder, for example, might not be able to ever realise the full value of their inherited shareholding because they don't have a controlling share in the company. So all of these sort of issues can arise if we don't make plans for the death of a shareholder. And it really is in the interests of all shareholders and their families to plan and finance business continuation in the event that a shareholder dies or becomes critically ill.
So you're sort of dealing with the problem before it's even arisen. What documents do you need to have in order to protect shareholders?
We were put in place a shareholders agreement, first of all, and we've talked about that before. And it has to be put in place to deal with business continuation, setting out the rules for disposal of the shares of a deceased or incapacitated shareholder. And I think also I've mentioned before the Articles of Association, which sit alongside the shareholders agreement. The provisions of the articles need to be looked at to make sure that they tie in with the shareholders agreement. And then finally, the main agreement that deals with this situation is a cross-option agreement. This agreement is then supported by a series of interlocking life assurance policies and trusts, providing the finance for often tax-efficient buyout of the relevant shareholding for its proportionate value. So we've got the shareholders agreement and the articles, and then specifically a cross-option agreement and some trusts which hold the insurance policy.
You mentioned there cross option. I've never heard that term before. What's a cross option when it comes to shareholder protection agreement?
So what the cross option does is it gives the surviving shareholders an option to buy the shares from the deceased's estate. And the deceased shareholder's estate has an option to sell the shares to the surviving shareholders. So they're called put and call options. So when one shareholder dies, their estate can force the surviving shareholder to buy the shares from them, and the surviving shareholder can force the estate to sell the shares to them. That way that the estate gets the cash and the surviving shareholder gets the shares in the company and can carry on with the business rather than being in business with a deceased shareholder's family.
Because if, you know, a member of your family's just died and they were in business you have no idea about, the last thing you want is to suddenly be responsible for 50% of a company that you don't understand. So this cross option works for both sides.
It does. It means that the deceased estate gets cash. You know, it's often the case that a shareholder's family has no real involvement in the business. They may not have be understanding how the business is looking to grow and how it operates. So the estate gets cash and the surviving shareholder isn't in business with the family that doesn't really know how to run the business. They then have the opportunity to receive the sum from an insurance policy to be able to buy out the deceased estate. So they get the shares in order to progress and grow the business.
So how would you say the whole process of shareholder protection works? How would you summarise it in a nutshell?
It can be quite complicated. So sort of in a nutshell, each shareholder, so if we've got two shareholders in our situation, insures his life in trust for the other shareholders. And on the death or critical illness of a shareholder, the policy proceeds pass to the surviving shareholder. And then that shareholder can use those policy proceeds to buy the shares from the deceased estate. As a result, the surviving shareholders can retain control of the company. And as I say, the deceased estate gets the cash for the shares.
When it comes to putting the agreement in place, how is a how is a company valued? Because it could go up, it could go down. You know, it could be years before you ever need to think about this agreement. How do you value that?
Yeah, this is something that we talk through a lot when we sit down and do a cross-option agreement. Because, as you say, the sum assured today may reflect the value of the business, but that sum in the future may not, because the business may have grown. And so it often look at what that sum is regularly. So annually, you'll look at it and say, does that reflect the true value of the business? You know, there are other methods of valuing the shares. You know, part of what we do is sort of advise clients on the different methods of valuing the company.
Who do you talk to when it comes to this sort of thing? If someone's out there thinking, I haven't ever thought about this, you know, this could be a disaster, what should they do? Come and speak to you? Who do you normally talk to about it?
The way this sort of works is we generally work with a team of people when we're putting a cross option in place, because of course we work quite closely with the shareholders' financial advisors and sometimes their tax advisor, because the financial advisor will be the one putting the insurance policy in place. And we also work quite closely with our personal law team, who'll be writing the shareholders' wills to make sure that everything works together.
If people want to come and put that plan into place, get that team of people to put the documents together for them, how should they get in touch with you at LCF Barber Titley?
I think if you're thinking that you'd like to put something like that in place, give us a call or speak to your IFA and they can give us a call. Alternatively, if you think you've got something like this already in place and you're worried that you actually signed up to the standard documents that were issued by the insurance company and you want somebody to have a look at them, then again, more than happy just to have a quick look.
Okay, Clementine, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
LCF Barber Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.